How agriculture might fare in the new political environment. Today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
The stress of owning and operating a farm can be overwhelming. So many things are out of your control. The weather, the markets, the potential for pests and diseases affecting your crops or livestock. There's no shame in talking with a mental health professional. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. As Washington continues to organize, there's speculation about the direction ag policy will take. For example, trade. Here's political consultant Hunt Shipman.
It seems that Republicans have sort of lost their footing in the trade agenda in that respect, but hopefully the economic impacts that come from growing trade can be balanced with the administration's desire to make sure that we're treated fairly in foreign markets and hopefully leverage that.
Maybe more importantly, there could be a push to enact a real farm bill, not just extensions of the previous version. Historically, party lines have formed over the farm bill, Democrats pushing for the nutrition side and Republicans supporting the ag title. Shipman suggests the Republican majority in both the House and Senate could move the process along.
The line that Senator Bozeman has used, we need more farm in the farm bill, is certainly, I think, something that we'll see as his team rolls out their version of a farm bill, hopefully early this year. And we've certainly got new Democrats on the top committee positions in both the House and the Senate, which will be interesting to see how much they deviate from their predecessors' positions as we look at a farm bill going forward.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.